Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You live for planning the perfect trip. The thrill of comparing hotels, scoring that impossible reservation, and piecing together an unforgettable itinerary. You already think like a travel advisor, so why not just be one? Fora is a modern travel agency built for people who love to plan vacations and help others travel well. As a Fora advisor, you'll be set up for success with best-in-class training, powerful booking tools, and a vibrant global community of experts sharing real insider tips. Fora helps you turn your love of planning vacations into a business with a flexible, meaningful stream of income, with commission on every hotel, cruise, and activity you book. And with access to more than 7,000 preferred partners, you'll unlock VIP perks like upgrades, resort credits, and late checkout, giving you and your clients the kind of elevated travel experiences regular travelers simply don't get. Getting started is as easy as booking trips for people you already know. Become a Fora advisor today at foratravel.com/earn. That's foratravel.com/earn.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. Welcome, 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 welcome. I'm glad that you are here to listen to me talk about some words. And we're just going to check the volume of this a little bit. I think that sounds better. Okay. Thank you for being here and joining me this wonderful journey called the dictionary. Let's say the things. If you want to follow me on social media, I just post some pictures of things that that come up in this show probably a few days later, maybe more than a few days later than when the episode airs. Instagram and Twitter are at DictionaryPod. If you want to email me, you can just say hi, or you can record your own little musical ditty or sound effect or something else. You can email me dictionarypod@gmail.com. If you do the Facebook thing, it's The Dictionary Pod, or just The Dictionary. If you want to throw $1 a month my way to get episodes as soon as they're ready to go, I put them up on the Patreon, so you get them pretty early. That is just search Speed Jam Par, or maybe just The Dictionary, either one of those. The link is in the show notes, of course. I do a few of these TikTok things, and that's at Speed Jam Par. There's a Google Voice number if you want to call and leave a voicemail, an old-school voicemail. That is 917-727-5757. That's also in the show notes. Let's see. Is there anything else that's really important to tell you? Nah. It's word time. Time for the words. The first one in this last section of page 316 is Dasher. Dasher and Prancer and Flasher and Basser, D-A-S-H-E-R, noun from 1791, a dashing person. I don't know any people like that. Two, one that dashes, super fast. Dash, I think, is the name of the kid in The Incredibles, so Dash is a dasher because he dashes so, so fast. Three, a device having blades for agitating a liquid or semi-solid. This, a dasher, this feels like a blender. That's the word. A device with blades that agitates liquids or semi-solids. I mean, we just call it a blender, but maybe this is something different than a blender, or it's just the very, very old name for a blender. That's an interesting one. All right, the sound effect shall be zew. Because it's a dasher. They dashed across the microphone. Next is Dashi. D-A-S-H-I. Noun from 1955. A fish broth made from dried bonito. I don't remember what bonito is. But this is a Japanese word that just means broth. It, dashi is broth. Dried, so if it's a fish broth, bonito must be something fish-related, is what I think. Next is dashiki. You could pronounce this dashiki, dashiki, or dashiki. And then, of course, we had the alternate spelling, D-A-I. This, is, of course, just goes straight into the S. D-A-S-H-I-K-I. Noun from circa 1968. A usually brightly colored, loose-fitting pullover garment. And I will post a picture on the social media of just maybe some examples of dashikis, because I think they come in lots of different styles and patterns and colors. Let's see, this is a modification of the Yoruba word dansiki. Of course, I don't know how they exactly say that. D-A-N-S-I-K-I. And there's a variety of accents on like four, five of these letters, I think. They have different sorts of accents. I'm just dansiki? Dansiki? There is a picture. It's not a very helpful picture because the definition says it's brightly colored, but this has no color in it whatsoever. It's just blacks and whites and grays. But it is a person who's got this this pullover garment on, and it's got a little bit of a pattern. There's a couple of pockets up by the neck, that part of it. There's a design, but the rest of it just looks like a solid color. So you'll have to go to social media later and see. Or you can just look it up yourself. Maybe you even have one. It's possible. Next is dashing. That person just went dashing across. Maybe I should make that sound effect in stereo. We could do that. If you're listening to this on two headphones, not just one. I usually listen to my stuff on one headphone, but if you're listening to this on two, maybe I'll have some fun with that. Okay, next is dashing, adjective from circa 1697, one, marked by vigorous action. And the synonym is spirited, as in a dashing young horse. Of course, if I were just to hear that out of context, I would think that somebody was saying that the horse is very attractive and dashing and handsome and pretty. But no, it has vigorous action. Number two, marked by smartness, especially in dress and manners. And smartness in this case is not about your intelligence. Smart can sometimes be used to say, oh, you dressed so smart. It looks so good and dashing and proper. And also your manners. So yeah, dashing. That's the dasher is dashing. Dashingly is an adverb. Next is dashpot. Dashpot, one word, noun from 1861, a device for cushioning or damping a movement to avoid shock. And the example of the movement is as of a mechanical part. So the mechanical part is moving around. If it hits a thing, there's going to be some shock. So you got to put the dashpot in there to dampen the shock. A device for cushioning or damping a movement. Dashpot. That's an interesting word. There is no etymology. I am a little curious about just where that came from. Maybe we need to find some examples. Maybe if we see what it looks like, we can decipher why it's called a dashpot. Maybe it looks like a pot. Next is Dassie. It looks like Lassie, the dog Lassie, but it's with a D. Noun from 1814. The synonym is hyrax. However, that word is pronounced H-Y-R-A-X. So I don't know what that is until we get to the H's, but I can tell you that it is an Afrikaans word. I think South Africa, but maybe other parts of Africa was where that language is spoken. So a dasi is a hyrax. Hyrax? Hyrax. Next is Dastard. Dastard. Noun from the 15th century. One, the synonym is coward. Now, I've heard dastardly, which is our next word, but I don't think I've ever heard it used in just the dastard, just the noun form. You're such a dastard. Coward. Number two, a person who acts treacherously or underhandedly. Those are not nice things to do. Nope. And that's why when I hear dastardly, I think of that more negative connotation, not a coward. I don't know how much that one gets used these days. Whew. Next is dastardly, adjective from 1542. It's so important, it gets used so much that it needs its own section, its own entry in the dictionary, instead of just saying, oh, this is just another form of dastard. This one definitely gets used more than dastard. Did I say 1542? I just did. One, the synonym is cowardly. A coward is cowardly, and a dastard is dastardly. Two, characterized by underhandedness or treachery, as in a dastardly attack. Also as in a dastardly villain. So the dastardly villain is doing a dastardly attack. It's very treacherous and mean and unnice and underhanded. A synonym, I don't know why it says this. A synonym, it says, see the word cowardly. Well, you already told me about the synonym cowardly. So what's with that? Dastardliness is a noun. The dastard is dastardly and has dastardliness. That was a slow dash. Next is D-A-T, I guess dat. Dat or date is how you might pronounce it. It's an abbreviation for dative. I think you would say dative. Yeah, not dative, because that would probably be spelled differently. Dative. And we're going to learn about that in tomorrow's episode. Next is D-A-T, or this one does get pronounced as dat sometimes. Abbreviation. Oh, this is all caps. Abbreviation for one, differential aptitude test. And I don't know what what's your aptitude in what? The differentiality of things? I think I need to find an example of this so we can learn more about the differential aptitude test. Yeah. I want to know. Maybe I'll take the test. What's my differential aptitude? Two, stands for digital audio tape. The D from digital and then the A-T in audio and tape. Audio tape is one word. I remember when I was a kid, because my dad was in the voiceover business, so there was a lot of audio recording stuff, and I remember him talking about DAT tapes and how it was the new thing in digital audio recording. Ooh, so fancy. Moving on. This is a big one. The pronunciation, people have very strong opinions about this part. It is data, data, or data. Looks like you can say data. You gotta be super fancy if you say data. Who says it like that? Okay, it is a noun from 1646. One, factual information used as a basis for reasoning, discussion, or calculation. And the example of this type of factual information could be measurements or statistics. So it's things that can be measured, that are facts, that can be tested, and then you can use that information to reason information, discuss things, or calculate things. As in, and okay, so I like to say data, but I know data is right, and I think sometimes one gets used for singular and one gets used for plural or something, depends on the context. But anyway, I'll just say data, maybe I'll just change it up. The data is plentiful and easily available, and that is a quote from H.A. Gleason Jr. The data is plentiful and easily available. It's just so, you can get it so easy with the internet. I don't know if he was talking about the internet, but the internet has all the data for you. There's another example. Comprehensive data on economic growth have been published. Now there they used the word have. So that means it's has been published, have been, it's, I think that's the plural one. That is a quote from N.H. Jacoby, or Jacoby. Comprehensive data on economic growth have been published. All of that data over there, or data, has been published. Number two, information output by a sensing device or organ that includes both useful and irrelevant or redundant information and must be processed to be meaningful. So there's a sensing device or an organ. So is this like a bodily organ or just a thing that the scientists have made that senses things? There's useful and irrelevant or redundant information. So there might be too much information that you got to get rid of because it's unnecessary. Got to simplify the stuff. And then it's got to be processed by either a human or a computer in some way. Depends on what it is. What is it measuring? We don't know. Lots of things. And then once you process it, then it is meaningful and you can understand it. The scientists in the world, they use this. My brain automatically goes to space. A lot of the information that they get when they study out things out there in space comes just back as numbers and data. And so they have to look at it and process it before they can know what it even means. Three, information in numerical form that can be digitally transmitted or processed. So just really that's anything I think that's digital. I mean, photos, videos, internet websites, all of those things, it's just a bunch of data that you can look at and enjoy, like cats, pictures of cats. There is usage information. This is great. Okay. Data leads a life of its own quite independently of datum. Oh, I should say that the etymology, this is Latin. It is the plural of datum, D-A-T-U-M. So that's the singular. It's just a piece of information. I think that would be generally what that means. And then data or data is the plural of that. And then we just use that. Sometimes people will use datum or datum, but not always. Okay. Back to the usage information. Data leads a life of its own quite independent of datum, of which it was originally the plural. It occurs in two constructions as a plural noun, like earnings. I thought that was a double R. Like earnings, taking a plural verb and plural modifiers, like the words these, many, and a few, but not cardinal numbers, and serving as a referent for plural pronouns and as an abstract mass noun, like the word information. Oh, there's so many examples. Taking a singular verb and singular modifiers, like the words this, much, and little, and being referred to by a singular pronoun. I don't know what any of that just meant. That's finally the end of that sentence. There's a little more. There were two constructions, plural noun, and serve as blah, 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 and as abstract. There's so much things here. It's very difficult to understand. I may need to take a second to understand this. A plural noun, taking a plural verb and plural modifiers, but not cardinal numbers, and serving as a referent for plural pronouns. Plural, how do you say those? Plural pronouns, say that 10 times fast. And as an abstract mass noun, taking a singular verb and singular modifiers, and being referred to by a singular pronoun. Both constructions are standard. The plural construction is more common in print, perhaps because the house style of some publishers mandates it. Well, that was a lot of information. Thank you very much for that. And now we are going to move on to the next word. It is data bank or data bank, two words, noun from 1966, and the synonym is database. So I think, well, that's interesting. That is going to be our next word. But we do use database more, I think. Maybe sometimes people use data bank. But database, that's the one I think gets used more. Phew. Database. You could say database, database, database. Noun from circa 1962. So this one is 4 years before data bank. Database. A usually large collection of data organized especially for rapid search and retrieval, as by a computer. It's just where you put all of your data into the database. And I'm sure some of you are thinking, why? He just keeps on going back and forth between these words. I should be using data more often. Database is also a transitive verb. Okay. Next is data mining. Two words, noun from 1988. The practice of searching through large amounts of computerized data to find useful patterns or trends. Now, can a human do this, or do you just, is there a program that you just tell the computer, go run this program on this data and find me some useful patterns or trends so I can use it to my advantage? I think this is what they're using for cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. They let their computers run to, I really just don't understand how this works, but I've heard that if you can let your computer run and do all this stuff, and then you can get portions of Bitcoin, and it's very energy intensive, and yeah, I just don't understand that. And we've just made up all of this stuff. Next is data. Let's try data. Data processing, darling. Noun from 1954. The converting of raw data to machine-readable form and its subsequent processing by a computer. And the processing is like storing, updating, rearranging, or printing out. And data processor is a noun. So this is the stage where once you've gathered all of your data, you gotta process it. You gotta do some stuff with it, mix it into a cake, or just put it into a spreadsheet, and then you can read it. Last word. Don't know what happened to the dasher there. Data structure. Two words. Noun from 1963. Any of various methods or formats for organizing data in a computer. And the examples of these formats are array, file, or record. Data structure. Any of various methods or formats for organizing. So yeah, this is just what format are you going to put the data into? Once you've processed it, how are you going to... It depends on the data. It depends on it. Because, yes, it could be in a spreadsheet, or it could be in something else that I can't even think of. Yeah, it's all organized. Okay, we got to talk about the words. We did talk about the words. We got to re-say them and then pick one as the word of the episode. And, you can pick your own. Play at home. We had dasher, dashi, dashiki, dashing, dashpot, dassy, dastard, dastardly, date, D-A-T, data, databank, database, data mining, data processing, data structure. Did I go through all the different forms? I think I did. Well, I think I just gotta pick data as the word of the episode. I mean, we cannot be here and not mention two classic characters from movies and TV shows. We've got, of course, Data from the Goonies, and I hope I pronounce his name correctly. Ke Huy Quan. He, of course, is in the new fucking fantastic movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once. I think he took a break from acting and he came back and he is spectacular in that movie. And then, of course, there's Data from Star Trek The Next Generation, played by Brent. Is it Spiner or Spinner? I've never really understood or never really known. I think it's Spiner. He is also a fantastic actor and played that character very, very well. So, yeah, you know, there's that. But then also, all of our life is just filled with data, if we know it or not. This is just a very important thing to our lives. You get information because of data, the algorithms that the big social media companies, they need your data. You got to give it to them, otherwise they can't exist. They love it. Just give it all to them because they need it more than we do. That's a joke. Okay, so data, I'm gonna give you my data in the form of lots of things, and then you can process it. This isn't a song. I hate it. Okay, that's a fine place to end. Let's see. Happy birthday, Dad. It's your birthday today, if you didn't know. That's going to be the end of this episode, the end of page 316, and I welcome you to come back tomorrow, where we will talk about some other, fun words and not fun words. That's going to be interesting. Okay. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.